church, man. That's the church. Lifted up their voices. And see, when you're going through something, I'm trying to help somebody more. You got to think about the last time you went through something and how God delivered you out of it, saying to yourself, sometimes you have to encourage your own self. Because when you go and talk to somebody else gonna hear it and they ain't gonna tell it like you say.
I know I got some wisdom.
I can say something right now, and guess what? Guess what? If this is guitar bar, it won't be the same way I say it. Anyway, the Bible said the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. Now don't forget something. Moses is already dealing with something because his sister had to die, and he's dealing with that. Plus, he got to deal with the knuckleheads. But his sister already died, and now he's dealing with this here. And look what he's saying. And it says in the second version, I'm not going to be long, it says, oh, and the whole congregation said to them, well, God, in other words, why are you come messing with us? See, a lot of people like to be stuck in their bed. But I don't mean to pick at nobody. But I'm just telling like it was God, the truth to set you free. If you want to have a peace of mind, you got to be set free from what you're doing. If you want to have blessings coming in and flowing through you, you got to have a peace of mind. And so many people this morning and boys don't have a peace of mind. They can't be an alcohol or
That's going to make you worse. You're going to be smelling like old beer. And if you drink too much, then you're going to be stabbed. But I know a man that will give you peace. I know a man that will put a laugh on your face. I know a man that will put money in your pocket. I know a man that will keep you from harm. The Bible says he will keep you in perfect peace of mind staying on the law. When a man waits to keep the law, he makes even his enemies be at peace. Look what happened.
They're talking about the 12 spies. Well, 10 of the spies came back for a lie.
You know, people, some people tell lies, look at the face. You don't know about like that?
Amen. I'm just going to say leave it alone. But one thing about that, y'all know y'all proud, I'm going to tell you just like it is. And shame the devil, because the Lord said in order for us to be able to him to do what he got to do in our lives, we got to confess ourselves and confess our fault to him and let him know that even though he know about it, you got to tell him, say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I got problems. Lord, you know. The Lord knows what you're going through. Now, that don't mean go tell everybody about what you're going through. But sometimes you with somebody else, they say, oh, man. We're all lost. But when you go to him and kneel out and pray, tell him about the things you're going through and about what the things you are struggling with, because we all got struggles in life, but I won't complain about it. Because he said in his word that he promised us to never be. Jesus here in the book of Numbers. And if you flip back a little bit further, the Bible says in the 11th chapter, they complained so even Moses got weak and said, Lord, these are your people. These are stiff-necked people, something else. You know they something else. Look in the book of Exodus. Go over a few days ago. When Moses went up on the mountain, the Bible said Moses stayed there 40 days and 40 nights. That's in the 34th chapter of the book. The Bible said no 32nd chapter. Don't get me wrong. You go to the 32nd chapter of Exodus. Yes. And how about that 10th verse? But God had said, and that's why I said we are made in his image. Because God said, leave me alone, Moses. That's the end of the Bible. I think it is. You can't throw it out. He said, leave me alone, Moses. Because these people hear something else. Oh, I'm going to big butt. But Moses interceded for him, and Moses said, Lord, ain't you the one that brought him out of the Egypt? Ain't you the one that said, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac? But 32:6 say they rose up and played. That was 32:6 say, go read it. What I'm trying to say, we just like the Sumerians. We'll be up today, then we'll do this today, then we'll be with God today, then no doubt will come in, because we fled. And flesh is weak. Because Jesus says the spirit indeed is willing, but what? The flesh is weak. Ain't that what he said? Yeah. The Bible said now, they have come together to drop down. They have came together. And they have got against the preachers. And they say, let us make a chapter.
we ready to go back and eat. Because let me tell you something, Christian life ain't always holy and sanctimonious happiness. Oh, you ain't gonna have them every day, howdy, howdy. Because when you're a Christian, you're gonna have to go through some things.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to chill some tears sometimes. You're gonna have to be talked about sometimes.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to be lied on sometimes. Your name will be scandalized every now and then. Even though you think you're doing right, somebody will always try to come up to you and make your day bad because they got a bad day. But you got to turn your face to walk and say, no, I'm blessed and highly favored. I am a child of God. I am a royal priesthood. He said in his word, I am a king, and I'm not gonna take nothing else but I'm a king. You got the encourage yourself.
Listen,
I'm trying to help somebody this morning.
Because if you don't encourage yourself, who is?
Everybody that shake your hand to a friend. Everybody that say, come on here, Tamisha. Come on here, Sister Mary.
Right.
And some of your same enemies can be right there close to you.
Right.
Now, one thing about Jesus, he kept the devil close to him here.
Yes.
Because he gave your money back here.
Yes.
Now, you don't get nobody your money back here. No, you're right. But Jesus, something else ain't. But that ain't something. See, I choose 12 right here. One of you is a good government. And they said, who is that? God already knew who it was.
How you gonna fool somebody that when he said, before you and your mother got together, I knew you. And before you even got in the bed, I put you down.
All right.
Why you
all
gonna
right.
fool
all
right. Just be, that's why I say now, I'll be real
yes.
everywhere I go.
Yes.
And God will use you if you just be real.
Yes.
Now, I come out of OA history, but I left with the United and all this other stuff. But guess what? They want me to preach Thursday at 2 o'clock, the memorial service. Oh, we're going to have a time now. Because everywhere, anytime I'm getting up to preach, I don't know what's going to happen. I pray and all that time. But I pray and then I get up to preach because I know one thing. When you're giving God the glory, when you're telling the goodness of Jesus, that's when God will be working it out for your good. Huh? You see, people are calling you when you live right. And when you try, I ain't say right, when you try to live right, when you try to help people, when you're trying to do what's right because this word, God will step in and help. And not only will he help you, he'll bless you. He may not bless you with no money, but he'll bless you in ways that you never thought you'd be blessed in. You'll bless his mom. You'll bless his mom because you're in the house of God.
Yeah.
It's so many people can't even come to church.
Yeah.
And when they do come to church, they got all kinds of hell in their heart.
Yeah.
You gotta get that stuff out your heart. Yeah, you gotta get that stuff out your heart. Because when you're trying to serve God, you can't serve God and the devil in your heart at the same time. Somebody gotta get out of the way.
Yeah.
You gotta say, Lord, have your way in this old body.
Yeah.
It ain't much of me. I've been banged up. I did this and did that.
Yeah.
But Lord, whatever I got left, use me for your glory.
Yeah.
I won't complain. Remember that this morning. Even when you go on your job tomorrow, now, they may give you a task, but they may give the other employee, the Walmart call them associates.
Yes.
They call them. They may give them an easy task, and you're going to have a hard task. But that just be the devil trying to get at you. Because he knows who you are, he knows whose you are. And that's why you always have a little bit harder than the next person because why? You're a child. Look what happened. Lock me down. You don't want to complain. Remember that I'm a child myself not to complain so much. Because God is a good God. God will bless you in the midst of your troubles, your trials. He'll step in and make a door for the end of the Lord. He'll put a smile on your face when you know you're going through heaven and not water. When you know you've got fears up to your neck. God will still forgive me. And then they said, I won't. Look at God, I ain't be long now. I've got some more minutes. I've got some more minutes of him. You keep me here. God, I won't. You like to preach, I love preaching. You don't like to hear the word of God? When I was in the world, I loved to be on the dance floor. What about y'all? Y'all ain't never been on the dance floor? Huh? Well, you've been somewhere. You ain't never been that. You've been something. Who's getting off the dance floor? That's the bone shake. The cave. Happy hour. Going to get out Hennessy on the rock. Some of them.
to me today, right?
All right.
But I thank God how he brought me and you out of.
Yeah.
He just opened our eyes up a little bit.
Yeah.
So we can see clearly now. Huh. You know that song, I can see clearly.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Right. The rain.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got a couple t-shirts. But see, in New Orleans, everything go. What? Night War II, everything go down there.
Yeah.
Boy, you been seeing some things. I ain't never before you been looking like that. I got nothing to lose. You don't eat. We all on borrowed time.
Yeah.
Because we all have been a wreck.
Yeah.
But God saved.
Yeah.
Washed.
Yeah.
Put us in some water.
Yeah.
Made us clean.
Yeah.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
That's why I can say, for God I live.
Yeah.
For God I live. Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
The Bible says, come.
Yeah.
Sit down one day.
Yeah.
And he told Abraham, he said, Abraham, that was his name, wasn't Abraham, it was named Abraham, chapter 10. If you want to read for yourself, go look over there, 15 chapter 10. But he said, Abraham, you're going into a strange land. And not only is he going to be in a strange land, they're going to afflict you for 400 years. But I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Ain't he all right?
Yeah.
I don't know about you this moment, but I'm glad. Even though I'm going through heaven, I'm going on this morning, but I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm in the army of the Lord.
Yeah.
You see, when you're in the army of the Lord, God got your way. The Bible says, it was in the Bible.
Yes.
And the Bible said, God,
yes.
And he was terrible.
Yes.
In the 14th chapter of this,
yes.
He said, well, Moses,
yes.
Stretch out your rod.
Yes.
And Moses was down there,
yes.
Praying to the Lord.
Yes.
God said, here, yeah, brother.
Yes.
Ain't no time to pray.
Yes.
I'm going to show up.
Yes.
And I'm going to show up.
Yes.
And God, all right. And showed up in the Exodus 14 chapter and 14 verse of that chapter.
Yes.
The Bible says, God says,
yes.
I will fight for you,
yes.
And you shall hold your peace. I've been asking my Lord for a long time.
Yes.
You shall hold your peace.
Yes.
And the Lord said, Moses, I want you to stretch out your arms.
Yes.
I heard in the written word. And his arm was shaking, and the Red Sea was in front of him. And I heard God spoke. And he said, I'm going to say, go back. I said, the Red Sea was in front of him. And Pharaoh and his arm was behind the children. No way they could run. But God was put a door, was an angel of the door. And you all right? I said, and you all right? The Bible says, the Lord said in the 14th chapter and the